Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, Carl Middleman doesn't do anything without a reason. That song debuted 60 years ago today.
1964.
What was the singer's name?
This is Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. I couldn't think of his name.
He was the snowman.
I watched Elf again the other day, and they had the snowman on there. Obviously, it's not Burl Ives as the voice anymore.
I watched that, too.
But, yeah.
Love that movie.
It was 24 hours of Elf.
There you go. Well, you know, you were watching all that as we were digesting turkey and dressing, and how many thousands of calories did we consume on Thanksgiving Day?
I don't want to know.
And if you start thinking about what you're going to do to lose some of that weight, some people tend to go to some extremes. We've got Dr. Matt Chalmers on here with us right now to talk more about that. And, I mean, he's a healthy living expert. But what about that stick of butter I brought along as a snack today, Doc? What do you think?
So butter is a fantastic thing to add to your diet. It's very healthy, but as a standalone snack, it is not a good idea.
No? I mean, is it just because it... I don't know. I think I'd get sick to my stomach if I took a big bite of butter. But there are people, there are diets right now, right? Like this carnivore diet where people are doing that?
Yeah, so the carnivore diet is a phenomenal diet for people who it works for. It doesn't work for everybody. But it's a fat-based fuel source. And so for a carnivore diet, adding butter to your food is a phenomenal idea because not only does your brain need it, your lungs need it, and all the cell membranes need those saturated fats. It's also a great fuel source, and if your body's running on fat like it is in a carnivore or keto style, then it's a great thing to add.
You know, the butter really became demonized there for a long time. There were medical experts steering people away from butter and telling you it's just going to lead to high blood pressure and you're going to have all kinds of problems. Medical science has kind of backed off that now, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have, because the research that on all the cholesterol stuff, as we started looking deeper into it, we found out that it was not very good research.
Yeah.
The way it was put together, they omitted a lot of important information. And then we started just watching what happened as we cut the fat out of people's diets for the past 40 years. And we went, ooh, people got a lot worse. So, yeah, that's when we started adding it back in and realizing, hey, it's actually pretty important.
I think it matters, though. I would guess it matters what kind of butter you're getting, because you can have the same product of any food and it matters how clean the product is. Like, for example, grass-fed butter. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that make a difference, right? You want to eat quality. If you're going to eat a stick of butter, which just sounds terrible, you'd want to make sure it's quality.
Yeah, anytime that you're looking at your food, remember, everything you put in your mouth are literally the chemicals your body has to run on. So you want them as clean as possible. So yeah, an organic or a raw grass-fed, grass-finished butter is going to be a phenomenal style thing to add. I'm a big Kerrygold fan, so you know the quality does matter.
Yeah, yeah. Is that how you're coaching people these days? I mean, you said obviously the carnivore diet works for some people. I've done the keto thing before in the past, and I keep losing and finding the same 10 or 15 pounds over and over again.
Yeah, so it's a great diet for a lot of people, especially people who are having a hard time losing weight, because what actually the way the body works is that when you consume a macro, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, it has a hormonal response tied to it. And right. So managing those hormones helps quite a bit. But like I said, not everyone has the same settings. And so carnivore is great for like your endomorphs, not as great for other people who have a hard time processing proteins into sugars.
Okay, and how do you know? I mean, you just have to trust your medical professional to determine if that's the best course for you, or how's that decided on?
Usually your medical professional is not going to be the best person for this because they don't get a lot of education in nutrition. But there's a lot of people who specialize in this. So the easiest way is if you're running a carnivore or really tight keto and you're tired a lot and you feel like you're just dragging through the day, you might not be producing enough sugar to run your blood. So getting a CGM to monitor your glucose is a great way to figure out, hey, is this diet good for me or should I add some carbs back in?
We'll have to ask Bo Matthews about that if he's feeling tired later in the day, Carl. We have a good friend here, my co-host on a weekend show that we do, who's been on the carnivore diet, and I think he's down about 30 pounds the last time I asked him about it. And it's pretty much all meat and protein, correct?
Yeah, so the idea is if it comes from an animal, you can eat it. So cheese is usually in, butter's in, steak, all that type of stuff. As long as it comes from an animal, you're good.
I'm sure that's why men love it. But I mean, not to harp on this, but again, like that would be potentially an expensive diet because you want the quality stuff. Like you can go buy junk meat and that's just not the same and not good for your body versus organic, like going back to the grass-fed beef.
Yeah, no, here's the problem we need to look at. We need to look at the totality of the expense because how expensive is diabetes? How expensive is heart failure? How expensive is all of these long-term diet-related diseases versus how much does it cost on a daily basis to just eat better food?
I agree with that.
That's a good point. I don't want to assume where you stand on things like semaglutide, but let me ask.
Well, so semaglutide is a very interesting peptide because it activates a very natural pathway, which is the glucagon system. The G in GLP stands for glucagon. So activating that pathway, as long as you understand the pathway, how it's going to affect muscle tissue, how it's going to use the liver to process the fat, as long as you understand the system, it's really, really good to use, especially because it's one of the things I use to fix diabetes.
Okay.
And so anything we can use to pull down a lot of fat or reset the chemistry so you're not diabetic anymore is definitely a good thing.
Well, that's good. That sounds like there are a couple of good options, and you're recommending, like in your practice, how do you refer to it? How do you refer to what you do?
So basically what my thing is with wellness is it's the highest quality of living for the longest period of time.
Okay.
And so we look at the hormones, we look at the nutrition and everything.
So people here in the St. Louis area, you don't have an office here, obviously, that you'd recommend that they look for a wellness doctor.
Yeah, so I'm actually, it's my social is Dr. Chalmers Wan, and from the 16th to the 31st, I'm actually doing a how to choose your healthcare providers for wherever you are. So people can kind of get more of an information on, you know, how do I become healthy if I want to do that?
Yeah.
So looking for somebody who does those type of things is going to be really beneficial.
Excellent. I tell you what, Dr. Chalmers, we appreciate your time, and thank you for that.
Absolutely, sir.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Good day. He's calling from the Dallas area, by the way. Matt Chalmers is his name. Chalmers. Dr. Matt Chalmers.
If you follow us on Twitter, we have him linked today.
Yep, absolutely. You can find out more about what he was talking about there. It's good.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.